Pressure will be put on the government today to hold Israel accountable for the assault on Gaza. A national protest will get underway at the Garden of Remembrance in Dublin at 1 o'clock, followed by a march to Leinster House. It'll be the sixth national demonstration since October, which has seen tens of thousands take to the streets of the city. Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign Chairperson Zoe Lawler is really worried about Palestinians.
People don't know where to go now, who were already displaced down to Rafah so many times. So it's really just the crimes that we're seeing and the deep trauma that's being inflicted on people. It's just horrendous and it has to stop.
OnPost expects to cut emissions by half ahead of its end of 2025 target. Its sustainability report is being released today to support the decarbonisation of the company. OnPost Chief Transformation Officer Nicola Woods says they're glad to be turning their fleet green.
Oh, we're delighted that our fleet is going to become greener. So between the use of hydrotreated vegetable oil as fuel and together with our plan to increase the number of electric vehicles, it just means that we're doing the right thing for the communities that we serve across the nation.
The Department of Agriculture is facing demands for an explanation regarding its failure to fully compensate farmers for their environmental work. The IFA says many farmers have only received interim payments instead of the full amounts promised. National Hill Farming Chair Kayleen Connealy says farmers are being kept in the dark.
So we're here now heading into June in our second year of acres and we've no scores received from the department, so we don't know our payment and we don't know where we are sitting on this environmental scheme. Are we doing good work or bad work?
Rail services will be disrupted today between Dublin's Grand Canal Dock and Bray, with stations along the route closed. Irish Rail is being called to task by Fine Gael Senator Regina Doherty, who says the services are a vital link for visitors and commuters. The announcement of the closures will also impact people travelling for work, with a further closure due on the 9th of June. Irish Rail's Barry Kenny says the works are necessary.
We've worked today between Grand Canal Dock and Bray, a series of works. We're doing track renewal, we're doing overhead line replacements and new train protection systems. So we're getting a lot done today. It means there'll be no darts between Grand Canal Dock and Bray and also bus transfers for part of the Dublin-Rosslare journey. Dublin Bus and Go Ahead will accept rail tickets. Then we'll be back open to full service and indeed extra services tomorrow Sunday for the Bruce Springsteen concert.
People from across the country and overseas are coming together today for their annual famine walk in County Mayo. This year, the walk will spotlight peace and the situation in Palestine. Leading the walk are Fatim Sourani, a Palestinian lawyer and human rights advocate based in Dublin, originally from Gaza. Jo Murray, the event organiser, says they're linking the suffering of Irish people with those in the Middle East.
We're taking part in the annual famine walk from Delphi to Lewisburg in County Mayo, and we're linking the suffering of our own people in our history with what is happening in Palestine today. We're horrified by what is happening in Palestine. The use of starvation as a weapon, the bombing of people as they queue food, it's absolutely unspeakable what's happening there.
And that's your latest news update at 7:04.
Poke it out, Zoe!
Should you really be doing this in the garden?
It'll be grand.
Ah, I knew it.
I know, right? The power on her. When I tell her coach, he'll definitely start her on Sunday.
In the garden.
It'll be grand.
Ah, I knew it.
I'll call Allianz.
With Allianz Home Insurance, broken glass is covered as standard. Save 10% when you buy online at allianz.ie. You write it, we underwrite it. Allianz. Allianz PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Standard acceptance criteria, policy conditions and minimum premiums apply.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mainly dry day with the best of the sunshine in Connacht. Cloudier in Leinster and East Munster with a few showers. The afternoon and evening will be mainly dry though. Highest temperatures of 15 to 21 degrees.
Now,
something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning. morning. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, coming up on today's show, your chance to win flights to JFK with Aer Lingus. It's all thanks to Shannon Airport and tropicalsky.ie. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in. They'll give you a question and we're going to be checking out LA. I want to tell you about a film called Much Ado About Dying. The reason it's called this is because Simon Chambers, the filmmaker, made this film about his uncle David, who was a Shakespearean actor, hence the name. And it really is a fascinating story, so I'll tell you all about that. We're going to be joined by the social media influencer Vinnie McBrine as well. His advice for parents, maybe you've got a teenager who wants to go into this line of work. But first up this hour, do you always go for the same type when you're dating? Well, this could be what's stopping you from finding love. We're going to chat about that. And we're joined by Father Vasil Kornitsky, who is from Dunnycarney Church in Dublin and originally from Ukraine, as our Ukrainian Voices in Ireland series continues next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
Father Vasil Kornitsky from Ukraine, you are a parish priest here in Dunnycarney.
I'm a curate here in Dunnycarney.
You're a curate here in Dunnycarney Church, excuse me. When did you first come to Ireland? You came here before the war.
Yes, I came to Ireland 12 years ago in 2012.
Where in Ukraine are you from and what's life like there at the moment?
I am from the western part of Ukraine. My parents, they live back home in Ukraine. They live in a small village. I've been asking my parents to come here maybe for a month or two, but it's not an easy decision, you know, to leave your home, your house at the time of war and go to another country even for a month or two. My parents, they still hear sirens. They still hear missiles over their heads, but they are flying somewhere else because my area where my parents live in Ukraine is the safer area, if you can say that. Sure. I think there is no safe place in Ukraine at the moment, but it's a safer area.
Have you found people are saying, I feel guilty, maybe I should stay in Ukraine, maybe I shouldn't have left?
Oh, definitely. There is a lot. That's one of the wounds of war, is that you feel constant guilt, that you kind of neglected your country. You left your land and you went to another country. So there is a lot of guilt.
And what do you say? What do you say to somebody, one of your parishioners, who says, "You know, I'm feeling guilty." What do you say to them?
You feel guilty, but you know, we all have to do our bit to help Ukraine at the moment. So then it doesn't matter whether you live in Ukraine or outside of Ukraine, you still can help, and that's what people do. They just help, maybe doing cake sales or you name it, doing a concert to help, to send humanitarian aid to Ukraine. So that's what I've been telling people, even if you are outside of Ukraine at the moment, just remember that that we all have to do our bit to pray and to help one another, and always remember the people who are still suffering more than we in Ireland, back home in Ukraine.
And tell me about the children that you may have first met a couple of years ago, who had just at that point, I mean, their parents too, but the children who had just gone through this incredible trauma that it's difficult for an adult to get their head around it, to comprehend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for a child, it's totally unthinkable. So have you noticed, you know, the children who maybe came to you 2 years ago who were totally shocked, and do you see them now and they're,
you know, when the full invasion of Ukraine started on the 24th of February, I was constantly listening to the news and I thought that I knew everything about the war. But then I realized when I saw those children who came from Ukraine to Ireland, I realized that I know nothing about the war. Because you can see the terror in their eyes. You cannot find it in newspapers. But I found the people, that especially those children, they were so traumatized, they were in such a shock. So what we did, our church community here in Donnycarney, what we did, we would organize trips after trips to Dublin Zoo. And there was one time that Nolan coaches, they provided buses to us for free. And we would take 350 children at a time and just take them to the zoo. And you know, when we took those children to the zoo, there was a plane above their heads landing in Dublin Airport and they ran for shelter. I will never forget that moment. They ran for shelter. And you know, when we were in the zoo, parents were coming up to me and they say, "Father, we are so happy to see our children smile for the first time in a month or two." And now 2 years later, I can see the difference in those children. And you know, and I think every single Ukrainian parent in Ukraine would say that their children love Irish schools. They just love Irish schools. And I think I would like to actually thank Irish teachers for making such a difference in the life of Ukrainian children who attend their schools. And I can see now those same children 2 years later who come to Mass here. They're happy children. I'm very happy to see that.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative funded by Comisiu Nimeon with the television license fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is something for the weekend. Well, when it comes to dating, do you keep going for the same type? Well, let me tell you, that is the type that is not working for you. Fergal Harrington is on the way from Intro Matchmaking, and we're going to talk about this exact topic and how sometimes going away from what you would normally go for can lead to success. We'll chat to him next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If your dog attacks someone on your street, it's not your dog's fault. If your dog bites a child and disfigures them for life, it's not your dog's fault. So, wherever they are, keep them under control at all times. Because whatever they do, it's not your dog's fault. It's yours.
Your dog is your responsibility. Visit gov.ie/dogs to find out more. A message from the Government of Ireland.
Want a new bathroom, but also fancy a holiday in the sun?
Then the town have all the people to see.
Book your bathroom renovation before June the 1st and you could win a luxury holiday in the sun for two people, including flights, accommodation and €500 spending money. See the tilehub.ie.
To renovate your bathroom perfectly, the Tile Hub are the people to see.
Conditions apply.
This weekend in the Irish Times, author Colm Tobin meets Keith Duggan in New York and discusses the follow-up to his bestseller Brooklyn. In Ticket, global star Jennifer Lopez is worth $400 million. But as she explains to Tara Brady, she never thinks she has it all figured out. In our New Look Weekend supplement, we explore Ireland's changing relationship with alcohol. And in sport, outgoing IRFU Director of High Performance David Nicifora reflects on the good and the bad of his time in the role. Buy in store, get it delivered to your door. The Irish Times. Because you get it.
Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
The Carrick Dunn Summer Shopping Event is here. Enjoy 20% off almost everything in all departments this weekend. The stores are bursting with new season fashion, jewellery, gifts and homewares. Shop the 20% off in stores nationwide or at carrickdunn.com this weekend.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Yeah.
Classic Hits Radio, and Fergal Harrington is back in studio from Intro Matchmaking. Hi, Fergal.
Hi, glad to be here. Thanks.
So I was texting you saying that I heard a story there the other day about somebody who had met their partner through Intro.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you would never in a million years have paired these two together.
Yep.
And yet it works. I think the thing was, this person had been going for the same type for years, thinking they had a particular type. And men and women do this, don't they?
All the time. When people say to me, God, that doesn't sound like my type, I'd never usually go for that. I was like, well, with respect now, not being funny, but your type thus far has not been working. So you have to stop going for the same thing over and over again and expecting it to somehow change and result in success. And I love when I hear stories of that. When people come into us, first of all, they have the conversation over the phone and they say things that sometimes can trigger a few alarm bells. And we're thinking, okay, that person is saying that they only want this age or that height or that hair color or that college education. We're thinking, no. Just because you may have grown up thinking that that's the right thing for you doesn't mean that that's how it's going to be going forward, because we have to deal in reality. So then they have the interview and then they come in and they say, well, this is what I hope for. This is what I'd like to achieve. And I was like, okay, look at the core values, the future goals. What are you looking to get out of this? Quite often they go on date number one and then they come back and they give feedback and they say, do you know what? Maybe I wasn't focusing on the right thing. And by date number five, the polar opposite of what they thought they wanted in the first place is quite often what they end up with. And the only people who tend to get success are people who are able to let go of the reins, allow the professionals to do the job, heed the advice that they give, and not micromanage it.
So for example, you could have somebody who's really sporty and they say they only want to date somebody who's also really sporty. But actually, in real life, sometimes it is nice for couples to spend time apart.
100%. And also, what your interpretation of really sporty and fit is, you might be doing 20K a day and the next person might walk to the shop twice a week and think, that's my exercise, that's my fitness. You know, one person said to me recently that I do 3 hours of tennis every Saturday. So he has to do the same. I was like, you do your tennis.
No.
Let him do whatever he's doing and then that be it.
Because let's be honest, when you're a few years together with your partner, you do not want to be in their pocket. You want to have your own time, your own interests. And your own group of friends as well is also important.
Oh, God. Yeah. Especially when kids come along then as well. Myself and Rena orchestrate nights out apart. Well, you're doing Thursday, I'll do Friday. Because, well, you don't get babysitters either. Just
It's a real life.
Real life, just real life, be honest. And, like, it's important. You're spending every waking moment together. Like, I work with Rena all the time and we do everything together. So it's lovely to just, you do your thing, I'll do mine. You go away with the girls, go for a spa weekend, I'll do my own thing, I'll go golfing. That's a healthy kind of lifestyle.
So when somebody contacts Intro, right, the questions that you will ask them, obviously you're asking what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you then determine the person that they're going to get matched with? Because I can't believe this success story that I heard.
Yeah.
In a million years, you wouldn't put these two together. Mm. And yet, somehow, this worked.
We organise up to 100 dates a week. And of those 100 dates, about 50 couples will see merit in the other person and they'll go on pause. And then half of those will remain together. So one in four ends in marriage or long-term relationships or success. And a third of our business is word of mouth. You're surprised to hear about it because Irish people don't tend to talk about it.
No.
But it does happen. And you wouldn't last 13 and a half years in business unless you're doing something right. What happens is they come in, they sit down, they tell us all about their hobbies and interests, what they're looking for in a partner. And it's our job not just to write it down like a robot. Okay, fine. Yeah. It's our job to say, Trina, what you just said there is actually going to impede your chances of success. You're saying you may have children, but you don't want to meet anyone else who has children. That's a double standard. We need to talk about that.
Right.
So
okay.
we will call you out on the stuff that you're saying that is going to raise alarm bells.
Yeah.
That's going to stop your chances of success. But if everything is totally okay, fine, normal, and your age range that you're looking for is totally reasonable, then that's fine. But if you said to me, I'm 40 or I want to only meet 30-year-old guys, I'd be like, well, that's a waste of time because you're on totally different wavelengths, totally different pages, and he's going to want things in life that you're not going to want, or you're going to be past that and he's not going to be there yet. And there's just going to be on different levels.
Mm.
So we would say that. But what happens is a lot of the time, someone might ring and say, I'm 50, but I went to a club last weekend and I got attention from 40-year-old men. So now automatically I'm going to go for 40-year-old men. But that's not going to lead to success for her. So we will have to say that in a nice way.
Okay.
So we will always advise, we'll always say, yeah, I hear you, but here are the facts on, you know, the travel policy. We say up to 90 minutes to meet at the halfway point because way more women live in urban areas than men. So in the cities like Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, Dublin, there are far more women than men because they spend longer in education, and that's why there's more professional jobs in cities. So if the woman says to me, must live in D4, D6 or D2, we say, no, alarm bells, that's crazy. You're not going to give yourself the best chance because we're not selling houses. I used to sell houses back in the day. I don't anymore.
Did you?
Yeah. I was in property residential sales.
I can see that
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the things that women look for, I mean, are men equally as
you know, fussy? They're coming in with a list of what they want, or less so?
The lists are not as large for men as they are for women. Being very honest with you here, you ask me a question, I'll give you a straight answer, Trina. I'm not dissing women having lists. I'm not dissing that at all. And I think it's important to have standards. I agree with that. But if you're asking me whose lists are longer, women's lists are definitely longer. Men will look for things like, I want someone who's, you know, calm, collected. I want someone drama-free. I want someone who's just tell it like it is. Is very upfront and honest. Not all dolled up. They don't want too dolled up. And remember as well, no one gets surnames, photographs or phone numbers in here. So the old, oh, men are all about looks. Not a bit. No one in intro gets
so
to see anybody beforehand.
They're going on their date and they haven't a clue what the person looks like.
Well, we'll tell them that this person is that height and that hair colour and whatever else. But no, we don't show photographs because that just would cheapen the service to a real
I think
heart.
You'd find somebody Googling and trying to get more information.
Yeah, and so that's why no surnames, because we don't want people Googling the other person ahead of the actual date. So people are massive on privacy and confidentiality. So we'll give all that information and then they'll meet and then they'll have the date and then they'll say, okay, is it worth seeing each other again? I think there is. I think there's some merit there in pursuing things for a second date or a third date. And that's how we measure our success as a company. But the lists, yeah, women will say, well, I'm only really attracted to guys over 6'2". And we have to say, I hear you, but the average height of a man is 5'7.5".
Okay, Fergal Harrington is with us from Intro Matchmaking. We're just talking today about going for a different type to your usual type and how that can often have great success when it comes to dating. And more still to come. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Woken up in broken bars, I fell asleep in frozen cars, empty corridors, seeing stars. All that I can say is I took the road that showed no hope. I hid a drink, but I love to smoke. Lost the friends that I used to know, found ones on the way. If you see my face, just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, I hold you close in the better times. In my mind, I've been like a rolling stone. I choose all the parts I show. I've been done and hit the floor. Hold me in your arms and don't let go. Don't let go. Looking back, things so far, I kissed the pain and I loved those scars. Written books on things so far, don't let it slip away. If you see my face, just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, I hold you close in the better times. In my just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, I hold you close in the better times. In my mind, I've been like a rolling stone. I choose all the parts I show. I've been like a rolling stone. Choose all the parts I show.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Are you sick of looking at Tinder and swiping and all that kind of jazz? And maybe you're always going for the same type, and maybe that's where you're going wrong. We're chatting to Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking about a dating outside your usual type and how this can lead to a successful relationship, sometimes with somebody that you never would have considered, and then it turns out to be brilliant. So we're going to chat more with Fergal in just a second on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s Show. Weeknights from 6.
This is Kim Wilde, and if you love the 80s, you're going to love these next couple of songs I've lined up to play for you. From Paula Abdul. And the Human League are coming soon.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
June 7th is polling day. On that day, you'll be asked to vote in the European elections, the local elections, and, if you're registered in Limerick, in the election of Limerick's new mayor. You'll find the information you need on all the votes taking place at electoralcommission.ie. Your vote is your voice, so don't let others speak for you. Be a voter on June 7th. From An Coimisiún Toghcháin, Ireland's Independent Electoral Commission.
Attention homeowners and renovators, step into the future of bathroom design at The Tile Hub. Our state-of-the-art 3D and 4D bathroom design software gives you a sneak preview of your dream bathroom before it comes to life. The Tile Hub doesn't just renovate bathrooms, we revolutionize them. Make The Tile Hub your number one bathroom renovation company. Experience cutting-edge design and innovation firsthand. Visit thetilehub.ie, where your dream bathroom becomes a reality.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location. Free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
If you pop into your local post office today, you might notice a few new additions. They're small, green, and they are great for hopping around the place. They're TFI Leap cards. And you can now top them up or buy them at your local post office with your card or cash, whichever you prefer. See unpost.com/leap for more information. Unpost, for your world.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Right, nothing's wrong, don't care less, it's all the same.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara here and Fergal Harrington is with us from Intro Matchmaking. We're talking today about going for a different type to what would normally be your usual type on a date and how this can actually lead to success.
I think when you see people in their wedding photos, and you know you're going through Instagram or Facebook, whatever, and they could be friends of friends, and you do tend to go, God, I would never put them together as well.
100%.
So that they seem to be the relationships that end up...
I love them. Yeah, I'll never forget one woman, we asked her to do a radio thing a while back and she said, oh geez, what would I be talking about on it? And I was like, well, how you met? And she said, well, I came into Intro and I was looking for a very specific sort of, let's say a red bike, and I wanted this and you will not deviate from that at all. And then I went out on a few dates and I thought, would you ever cop yourself on, Mary, let's say, you just need a bike, not a red bike. And so she said, I'm going to completely go against...
Is bike the best thing you could have said?
She used the bike terminology, okay? It was her choice. It wasn't me.
I didn't... Mary was looking for a ride on her bike.
Merciful hour. No, yeah. So she ended up with a bike. And then we see the pair of them on TV at an event. And we're like, they're still together and doing this. She was a vegan and he owned an abattoir and was a beef farmer. I swear to God.
Stop it now. You're making this
I
up.
Swear to God I'm not. And we're like, okay, they couldn't be more opposite. But it's so interesting and intriguing and fun when you're like with a person who completely shares a different or does not share your views at all. And you have proper discussions, proper healthy arguments. That's just so exciting and so fun. It'd be so mundane to have the same view and opinion on every single thing.
When you realise that you've matched two people together and they really do suit each other, what happens? Do they just get onto you and say, right, we're done now?
We do a feedback call the next working day. We had someone there yesterday saying, I was like, how did it go? And they're like, oh yeah, we were there for like 6 or 7 hours, went on a sort of a pub crawl and then went dancing after it, after the dinner. I was like, oh my God, hilarious. Like 6, 7 hours of a date. They exchange numbers, obviously, and then they go off into the sunset and do their own thing. If they pause their membership, they don't hear from us for about 3 months. And then if they're in the relationship still, then that's great. They're in the relationship.
Like, you don't want to hear from them again.
They don't want to hear from us and we don't want to hear from them. Yeah. No, I want success as quickly as possible. That's why there's 5 opportunities in here, but we want the success to happen as quickly as possible. So a lot of the time people go on one date, they never bother with anybody else because they don't have the attitude of, oh, the grass could be greener, or your one looks well, but your one tomorrow now might look better or whatever. They don't think like that.
That's
where, like,
Tinder,
online,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Tinder and Bumble and POF and all those things
the
are like that.
The next date is already lined up. And
they are.
Yeah.
Some go on 20 dates a week. I speak to people who go on 20.
I'd be exhausted. I couldn't do it.
Like they do dates on lunchtime and their lunch breaks.
You'd actually forget what to talk about. You'd forget whether you said the thing already because you've said it so many times that week.
Yeah, and it's just so surface level sort of nonsense that you never have the time to get into the proper nitty gritty of what you're doing here, why you're here. And you just end up being this robotic dater who just says what you think is going to get you to the next stage.
Yeah. Do you find in Intro, Fergal, the majority of people coming in are people who maybe have never found love, or are they people who maybe were in a long-term relationship, or maybe they were widowed, or is there kind of a...
It's not a generic... It's across the board from 20 to 93, single, separated, divorced or widowed. The biggest cohort would be like 33 to 49. So a lot of the time they'd be young professionals or busy kind of people who are very short on time, and they just want to not waste 3 hours a night sifting through profile after profile after profile. They either have tried online in the past and had a disastrous experience, or else would never go near online in the first place because they are so conscious of privacy. Then there's a lot of second time around as well, because separation and divorce increases so much. And then widowed people feel conscious of moving on too fast, and they a lot of the time want to meet only other widowed people or single people. So yeah, no, to answer your question, there's no one type of profile that comes onto Intro's books. The most populated would be, yeah, probably single, never married, no kids, in the 30s, busy professionals, just time poor. Yeah, that's probably it.
Time poor. How do they find the time? I mean, how much time do they need to invest in Intro?
20 minutes on the phone, first of all, for the initial can we take you on triage interview, and then the actual interview, which is about an hour, and that can be done virtually. So you save time. You can do it on your break or in your car, or you come into the office on Grafton Street, and then that's an hour and then you're done. Then you go and continue on with life, and then the team in the office in Grafton Street work on your behalf to find you the first best match. Then we contact you in a number of weeks and say, okay, we found Tom or Mary, and this is why they've been chosen. So you're fully informed why they've been picked. Then you give your availability in the next coming days, And then we say, great, leave it with us. We'll book a restaurant for the two of you to go for a bite to eat at the halfway point.
Are men less inclined to sign up? Because I just remember over the years doing radio things and you try to maybe run dating, you know, features or competitions on the air or arrange some sort of events. And we used to find it very difficult to get men involved. Loads of women would apply. Loads of women.
And
but
you know
men
why?
Just wouldn't.
And you know why? Because you're publicly putting them out there on radio or TV or at some event in the middle of town. That's why. But it doesn't mean that men don't do it. The reason why Intro works and we have men and women on the books is because it's like a GP surgery for dating. They sign terms and conditions that are 7 pages long. Nobody gets surname, photograph or phone number. No one knows that they're doing it. Women say that to me all the time. All the time. I bet you have loads of women on your books and no men. I'm like, why? How the hell will we be in business after 13 and a half years if we had a whole lot of women and no men? We couldn't possibly exist. It's just that women talk about it openly. Women will go to the Westbury and have an afternoon tea and talk about, oh my God, how horrible is dating? I can't believe it. Where are all the men? But men will do it, but they won't talk about it openly. They won't talk about it publicly with their friends. Women are great for support and groups and WhatsApp groups.
We talk about everything. We're oversharers.
Oversharers. and sometimes it has to be said, I'm not bashing that, but women will overanalyze what went wrong with the relationship for sometimes 2 and 3 years. And they'll dissect. Oh, I could have done this or he could have done that. But guys will rebound much quicker and they'll break up with Mary and they move on to Bridie tomorrow. Yeah. And they need to dissect a little bit more. Men are not great at admitting what they could have done differently. Women are too good at it and they need to stop beating themselves up for so long. Oddly enough, men are more proactive about doing this than you would think. Yeah. But we simply couldn't organise 100 dates a week if we didn't have a nice even distribution of men and women.
100 dates a week, my God.
It's not easy.
Everywhere you go, there's probably someone sitting beside you on an intro date. I have this kind of image of Fergal in the background just walking, you know.
Pop along, yeah. They asked me that.
In the background.
They asked me that, do you go along with us to the dates? It's like, no.
Do they hold their hand? No.
Do this yourself, please.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, Lord.
You sitting there with his jewel pulled up.
Or brilliant. Speaking into their ear. Say this, say that. Don't say that.
Okay, well, how can we get in touch then?
Yeah, so contact us through the website, which is intro.ie, through the contact form, and one of the staff members will give you a call, or else just call us on 016-777-000 and we'll walk you through that initial stage.
Can I just ask as well, Fergal, for people who might be a bit nervous about making that call, if they get into the call and they realise, you know what, I don't really know if it's for me at the moment.
Oh, that's fine.
Is there no obligation?
No obligation for the initial phone call. All we do is explain how the service works and the policies that are involved. And if we also feel that we're not the right fit, we'll be very honest and say, Trina, I think based on your expectations, this is not going to be the best working relationship. So it's probably better not to do this right now. We say that about 20 times a day. We don't take on people who, you know, you wouldn't want to date. Or if this guy was very misogynistic or very arrogant or he was looking for someone 30 years younger. We're not going to turn that into an appointment. So yeah, we're more cautious about who we take on than they are about joining. So there's no obligation on the initial phone call. Only if everyone agrees do we then make the appointment. And that's when everyone signs up and pays.
Okay. Super intro.ie. It's Ireland's Classics Radio. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, on the way after eight, I want to tell you about a film called Much Ado About Dying. Simon Chambers is a filmmaker and he made this film about his uncle David, who was a Shakespearean actor, very dramatic and really a fascinating watch. So we'll tell you all about that. Coming up as well, your chance to win return flights to JFK with Aer Lingus. It's all thanks to Shannon Airport and TropicalSky.ie. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in for Travel Saturday telling you how to enter that. And we'll be joined by the social media influencer Vinnie McBride talking about whether or not you'd encourage your kids to go into this line of work. It's all coming up on Something for the Weekend.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with Something for the Weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with Club Classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So where to stay in Dublin next weekend? I need somewhere close to everything, comfortable and great value. Let's see. Oh, the new Travel Lodge Plus Dublin City Centre is now open with a stylish bar, restaurant and outdoor terrace. That's perfect. Wake up to a new kind of Travel Lodge. For great value and the lowest rates, book online at travellodge.ie.
Ireland's biggest bathroom sale is now on. Only at City Tiles and Bathrooms in Towker and North Point, Blackpool, Cork, Ballysimon Road, Limerick and Ballymount, Dublin. Up to 75% off bathroom vanity units, shower doors and our new ranges of porcelain and ceramic tiles. City Tiles and Bathrooms, Ireland's largest tile and bathroom superstores. Bathroom sale now on.
The death will occur of your loved one. They will die tragically in a preventable car crash early next month. Following their death, they will be sadly missed by you along with their extended family and large group of friends. You will each wonder why you never said anything about their behaviour behind the wheel. Chat to your loved ones about their driving today so you don't lose them tomorrow. A message from the Road Safety Authority.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the Unpost app. Unpost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 8, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Security staff have been assaulted at a site in Clonmel in County Tipperary. It's reported it was being planned for use to house asylum seekers. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The security personnel were contracted to work on the site on Thursday night when they were assaulted by a number of people. One of the workers needed to go to hospital for treatment and a number of cars have been damaged. Gardaí said they're investigating an incident of assault and criminal damage. No arrests have been made so far and they're appealing for information. They're asking road users with camera footage who were travelling near the Haywood Road and Clonmel Rugby Club area between 10:45 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. that night to make this footage available.